And not too far down the road, obviously, in Crosby as well, a really, really traumatic and just tragic story coming out of Crosby in the last day about this newly married couple from Crosby, Zahira Sarung and Nabila Khan. They got married, they agreed to spend their lives together, and unfortunately, they were both killed. It seems that they were electrocuted in the shower, the family believing that Nabila Khan Sarung was electrocuted in the shower. Zahira tried to help her. He was also electrocuted at their home in Crosby. So City Power CEO Mongezi Nsokolo has been talking about this, saying that an urgent investigation has been launched. The family had reported several times to City Power that they had been getting shocks when they used the taps. They reported the problem to City Power, and really, really worrying indeed. So Isaac Mangena, who is the spokesperson for City Power, sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
First, let me start by extending City Power's condolences to the family of the couple and the friends, the family and friends, and also the community of Crosby about what actually happened. When we got to know about this, the CEO of City Power, Mr. Mongezi Nsokolo, immediately launched an investigation, put a team together, which started the investigation on Monday to try and get to the facts of what really happened. The team basically started they went to the area yesterday. They went to the premises, but we couldn't declare the premise safe as there was burial happening. The couple was buried on Monday. We tried to get into the house. We were trying to basically get into the house so that we can do the test both inside the premise and also on our network to see where the fault could have been. So we only managed to basically do the rounds on our network, and we are continuing that today, and we're hoping to also get access to the family house today so that we're able to continue with that investigation. Because the fault could be in the customer's premise, and hence we need to basically ascertain that as part of this investigation. We are also aware of the problem of illegal connections in the area. Slovo, I think the informal settlement is called Slovo around the area, which is basically vandalizing and illegally connecting electricity to our network, which may actually lead to some of these issues that are happening, including the shocks and so forth. So that will form part of the investigation, and we'll ensure that we get to the bottom of this. There are also reports of the family or even the residents around the area logging calls with City Power, and we believe that if there are any calls that have been logged, they should have been acted on. We should basically see who was dispersed and what did they do and what they didn't do, so that we're able to basically deal with those people that did not do their work as and when they were supposed to have done so. We also like to urge the customers to always test their earth leakages regularly so that they can actually pick some of these things before they could happen. A qualified electrician can actually do that, but you can also call City Power if there is any issue that you feel City Power should be able to assist with. So, but we'll wait for the investigation and we'll provide details when we are done with the investigation.
Isaac Mangena, the City Power spokesperson there. Clearly a busy man. Lots of people wanting to get hold of him. So sorry about that ringing phone there. But just responding there to that absolute tragedy, Zahira Sarung and Nabila Khan, that young newly married couple who were electrocuted at their home in Crosby.